Welcome to the Dental Business Journal, Clinical Excellence Edition. This is a weekly e-journal brought directly to your inbox. To subscribe, visit dentalbusinessjournal.com. In today's issue, we are going to explore the topic, training your dental assistant. You can also listen to us as a podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast tool. If you like video, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Dental Business Journal. I am Naren Arul Raja, your host for today's edition. Let's dive in. My guest today is Dr. Eric Block. Many of you know him. He's my co-founder in the Dental Business Journal. Plus, he is passionate about helping each and every one of you on the clinical side of dentistry. And he has developed tricks, you know, techniques that makes him productive. And he's not telling you must follow him, but he shares his feedback, you know, experiences and knowledge, you know, to everyone listening to this, you know, this show. So Eric, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me again.
So let me start by asking you, Eric, why is it so important to train your dental assistants if you are interested in achieving clinical excellence? You feel like it's almost like a must, right? If you want to be excellent in the clinical side of dentistry, you need to train your assistant.
Yeah, it's so important. And, you know, look, you can't clone yourself, you know, and duplicate yourself to help assist you. So you need help. And, you know, the more prepared your dental assistants are, the better for you. And, you know, sure, this is harder to do in an associate position because you're under, you know, someone else's rules and culture and staff. But, you know, the more prepared you can train your dental assistant, the more productive and efficient you will be. And, you know, assistants didn't go to dental school unless they're from, you know, possibly another country and they came here and they can't practice dentistry. But 95% of assistants did not go to dental school, maybe even more. So you have to show them how you work, what materials you like, and in what order. And it's not efficient if they have to get up and leave the room and go find what you need for a particular procedure. It's just not a good look. So and it's frustrating for them. And it's not a good look for the patient too. They're watching all this happen. So the more well-trained your assistants are, then the better off you will be and less stressed you'll be.
Thank you, Eric. You know, I think a great surgeon or a great dentist is like somebody, you know, leading a great orchestra, right? Everything is in sync. Everything happens seamlessly. It's like magic, right? I mean, sometimes you can watch them and it's like, wow, how amazing is it? And what you're saying is an orchestra is not going to do well if everyone in the team, and in this case, your dental assistant and you, are in sync. You almost can read each other's minds. You know exactly what's going to come next. So you're not like, you know, trying to figure it out in the spur of the moment. So you have done this, correct? You have trained your assistants, and I know you're going to talk about some of that today. How do you train your assistants for procedures such as crowns or fillings?
Yeah, and you nailed it. It's like a ballet, you know, it's a dance, and you have to be one step ahead and they have to be one step ahead of you. And the only way to do that is to show them exactly how you work and your workflow. So crowns and fillings are the most common procedures that I do all day. So what I do is I actually take the assistant, you know, most likely this is a new assistant that hasn't been trained yet. And I'll actually prep teeth on a typodont and I'll prep a crown and I'll prep a class two filling. And then I'll show them exactly how I make a temporary crown and how I fill the cavity with my resin material. I like to do back-to-back class two filling. So I'll use one wedge, two bands and one sectional matrix ring. And I'll do it and I'll show them, and then I'll have them do it. So I actually will have them make a temporary crown and do the class two fillings on the typodont themselves, because telling them is great, showing them is better, but having them do it themselves is absolutely the best.
Right. So they kind of get a feel for what you do and they totally like can think like you, can act like you. That's awesome. Tell me the importance of team meetings, you know, with your assistants.
Yeah. So I think team meetings are important with every department, whether it's assistants, hygiene, admin. It's so important to get everyone on the same page. But the assistants, they're the ones working with you chair side day in and day out. So it's crucial that they understand what you want from them and how the team of assistants should work together as a cohesive unit. Most likely you have more than one assistant and they all need to work together as a team. So, you know, we get together, whether it's monthly or quarterly, and we talk about, you know, what happened last time, you know, in the previous meeting, what we can work on, how we can get better, any new products or techniques that I'm using that they need to be aware of. And this is really important for new assistants to get them up to speed. And I always use the words, you know, we and team and cohesive unit. And I use that verbiage, but it's really important to have these meetings to get everyone on the same page.
Right. How often do you do these meetings with dental assistants? I mean, the team meeting?
I strive for every month. Sometimes it happens every 2 months, at the latest every quarter. But to tell you the truth, we actually have a morning huddle every morning, and that's almost like a little mini meeting every morning. But getting the group together for an hour where it's a dedicated time, I like to do it at least a month or every 2 months.
That's great. What are some other tips you would like to leave with our listeners, let's say the practice owners and our dentists?
Yeah, assistants, you know, to me, I can't have enough of them. And I don't like to have one dedicated assistant. I used to do this where I would just have one dedicated assistant who really could read my mind and be one step ahead of me. But what if that assistant is out that day? Or what if they're busy and I have to pull one of the other assistants in? So I like to rotate all the assistants so they get used to working with me. So that way, if one is sick or they're busy, then the next person can jump right in and we don't miss a beat. And they all know exactly what supplies I use, what instruments, and the order of my workflows. And like I said, it's a position you just can't have enough. I like to have multiple assistants, at least two for just me. I would ideally like three, because if you're short on assistants, then sometimes you have to push procedures out and rebook the patient. But if I have enough assistants and chairs, then I can get some same day dentistry done. And I really think there could be a really great champion to you and getting treatment accepted. So I offer to do work on them and their family, and I'll have them come in and talk about a treatment they have. And it really can get that patient to move forward with treatment sometimes.
That's great. So they can also influence the patient. So one is they are allowing you to be twice as productive if you have multiple assistants, right? Because you can go from room to room while they do all the prep and all the other stuff. And also the patient doesn't feel alone, like, you know, sitting alone or standing alone by themselves. And the second thing is they can, you know, increase sales because patients trust the assistant sometimes a lot more than they trust the dentist because they can kind of relate to the assistant. Like, oh, you know, I have a similar job and, you know, I'm a mom, etc. So they feel like that third party validation or recommendation, especially when you are not in the room, you the dentist, I think carries a long weight. I've seen this happen, you know, like where, like I've overheard, you know, the patient asking the assistant, hey, do I really need this? You know, and if depending on how the assistant answers it with the right words and with conviction, the patient is either saying yes or saying no. Thank you, Eric. You are always a wealth of knowledge. I know you do so much to the community. I also want to take a moment to thank the Dental Business Journal community. If you love what you heard today, tell your friends. Share a review on iTunes or YouTube. And of course, don't forget to subscribe. Till we meet again, I'm your host, Naren Arulraja.